Hello, this is Deadly Lucky 7, and it has been quite a while. I'm feeling a bit under the weather today. I called in sick from work, and I figured, you know, given the circumstances, since I haven't posted in so long, I might as well sort of just relax and maybe post a questionnaire. I would post something more sexual, but I've got a really horrible headache, and yeah, I don't really feel like doing anything like that, so my apologies to you fine ladies and gentlemen, I guess. hopefully I'm not too sniffly and disgusting right now, but I decided I was going to do the sex and food questionnaire by, who is this by? Lottie Squeaks. I like that name. Yeah, and I've never actually listened to any of their audios or anything. I just found this questionnaire and liked it. So I'm going to go ahead and start it off. Top five famous people you'd like to fuck, fictional or real, any gender. I'm a big fan of Scarlett Johansson and Jennifer Lawrence, which I feel like are kind of stereotypical, almost. I really love Emma Stone and Emma Watson. I love the Emmas. So that's four. And fifth one. I don't know. This one's kind of an old one. Brody Dolly. Yeah, if you know who she is, then you're fucking awesome. But I think that was like my first crush when I was a kid, just because the people that I grew up around, and then like it was my first celebrity crush or whatever. So, and she's crazy and she's sexy. But yeah. All right. Top five foods that you would consider a romantic dinner. I don't. Okay, I guess this, I kind of feel like it's more the person and the situation than it is the food itself. But if it was somebody that I didn't really know, that I'm trying to take them onto what I think is a romantic dinner, I'd probably go with, sushi or Japanese food in general is probably my top. And then maybe like a nice seafood restaurant or something like that. Yeah, I know a lot of people think Italian is really romantic, but I don't like Italian food. I mean, you guys can stone me for saying that, but I just don't find Italian food all that good. It's just not that tasty, but, French cuisine is very nice. I like fondue. I actually made fondue for a girl one time. It was like her first date ever, and I made her fondue, and it was kind of cool because she'd always wanted to try it. So, you know, pat myself on the back here for a second. But yeah, I think exotic foods to me seem sort of romantic because I feel like it's more of an experience than just eating food, because I don't like going out to dinner for a date, to be completely honest. I'd rather like grab food and then go somewhere crazy. Like, I don't know. So I'm going to continue. Top five favorite places to be kissed. I don't know if this is going to be in order, but, the mouth, the neck, the clavicle, chest, and and the hip, like right where sort of the pubic area turns sort of to the hip almost. So yeah, those would probably be my top five. Top five strangest or silliest things you've ever been turned on by. Man, top fives are hard though. Sometimes it's hard for me to think of one. Silliest or strangest. I came across a porno once that was like chicks fucking dudes dressed as pandas, and that was pretty interesting. I thought it was kind of sexy, but it was definitely strange. I can't really think of a whole lot right now that's like super strange. I feel like I'm kind of vanilla to some extent. Although I will say, I do get into like the some like the incest stories or erotic stories or something like that. Not because I would ever do anything like that, just because I think like the story itself, it's kind of hot that somebody's like so depraved. The same thing sort of with bestiality. I also get really into like sci-fi stuff sometimes. Like I remember there was this one erotic story that I read where a chick gets sort of abducted, sort of like she's in the thing, she's like a scientist, and she's going through this. I wish I could find this story. I cannot find it for the life of me, because it's a great story. But she's going through this, investigating this strange plant that's been growing, and she's investigating it. The plant, one of the giant pods of the plant, like engulfs her, and then like there's a phallus that comes out and it like fucks her. And yeah, I thought that was really sexy. So yeah. That was fucking awesome. And what was crazy about it was, I think in the story, she ends up carrying the plant's offspring to another location or something like that. I don't remember exactly, but it was one of those breeding type things. I thought it was really kind of cool. Very creative too. The way it was written and everything. Just sex questions. And what's the one thing most people wouldn't guess that you do in bed? I don't know. I guess I feel like a lot of people don't expect me to be into more like rough stuff sometimes. 'Cause I've kind of got more of a relaxed, you know, sort of gentlemanly personality for the most part. I tend to be a very nice guy. And I very much enjoy going out of my way to hold open doors and things like that and just be very polite for the most part. Also, I think a lot of people, where they find out that, like, I'm into, you know, scratching and biting and all that kind of, it sometimes can surprise people. Not too much, but sometimes they're just like, oh, I didn't think you'd be into that, but I don't know. let's see. Describe your sex life in a movie title or song lyric. God damn. This is difficult. I can't really think of any that fit, but I'm just going to say probably my favorite song title of all time, which is not a song I'm actually super into or necessarily a band I'm super into. I just thought this song title was amazing. And it's Champagne for My Real Friends, Real Pain for My Sham Friends. Yeah, it's a good one. By Fall Out Boy, if you're curious about that. They have a lot of funny song titles that I think are really clever, and I wish I could come up with stuff like that, but I'm just not that clever. What words can a sex partner use that will make you go, take me now? I think if they're really, if they beg kind of thing, begging and sort of swooning, specific words, I guess, like, I'm so wet, I need you now, fuck me, all that kind of, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of useless at answering questions right now, I feel like. But yeah, I would say probably like stuff like use me, fuck me, I need you inside of me kind of thing. Along those lines, it's really fucking hot. When a girl gets that, you know, where she just can't wait anymore. I love that. How long does foreplay usually last for you? I feel like this is sort of a gray area question because a lot of people don't consider oral to be they consider oral to be foreplay, and to some extent I feel like it's sort of a middle ground because I love oral. Giving it, receiving it's okay, but I'd rather give it. And I feel like I usually will go down on a girl for a good, you know, anywhere from like quickly if we don't, you know, want it to go there, but I feel like there's been times where I'll eat a girl out until like a good 15 minutes or so, and then she comes or something like that, and then afterwards, after things have calmed down a little bit, then we fuck. So, but yeah, it kind of depends. But as far as the general foreplay, like just the teasing and stuff like that, I like to drag it out. I like to make it painfully slow. Like teasing is probably one of my favorite things to do. Like I don't think I've almost ever just straight on entered and just started fucking. It's usually just kind of like I don't know, rub her pussy with the head of my dick and just sort of oh, this is graphic. And just sort of tease until she starts to get frustrated, and then that's when I know it's time to go in. So that's what I like to do. I'm sort of a bit of a sadist in some regard. Stretching. It started working out recently, which is part of the reason I haven't been posting. And I'm really sore because my ab workout kicked my butt. So the Russian twists are the thing that get you. Okay. Which sense would you be most willing to have restricted during sex and why? Eyesight. I think eyesight can be kind of overrated. And I feel like it adds a certain level of like eroticism and powerlessness to some extent. So, eyesight. Does a sexual encounter always need to include an orgasm for you to feel satisfied? No. No, it does not. I derive a lot of my satisfaction in sexual encounters off of pleasing the other person. I'm not saying I could go every time without having an orgasm, but there have been plenty where I am very satisfied by the end of it because, you know, I made her come or something like that. And this is not like full-blown sex session. This would be end of a date kind of thing, like eating her out, fingering her, something like that. And then, you know, then we went our separate ways because we had to leave or something like that. So that to me is really satisfying. But if it's a full-blown sex session, then I would be disappointed if I didn't have at least one orgasm. I'd also be disappointed if I didn't give her at least two. Yeah, so, let's see, what is your favorite type of breakfast food? I just love breakfast foods in general. I like yogurt, like good Greek yogurt with some fresh fruit. I said fresh very weird, some fresh fruit. And like some different seeds and nuts and things like that. It's one of my favorite breakfasts, but mostly because it's easy. It's not necessarily my favorite because I like the taste of it the best. It's one of those ones that you can kind of, nothing has to be heated up. It just has to be all mixed together. So I like that. I like oatmeal with some nice honey or agave nectar. Agave. I just feel like agave sounds wrong. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. I like omelets. Omelette du fromage. I like eggs, waffles. Oh, biscuits and gravy. Yes, my family's from the South, and that's kind of one of the big cornerstone breakfasts for us. Although it's probably one of the least healthy breakfasts on the face of the planet. But yeah, it's a nice treat. My family also does this thing that I don't think I've heard of many other people doing it, but it's cocoa and biscuits. And it's basically like a chocolate cocoa sauce type thing, similar to gravy and biscuits. But we'll take chocolate sauce sort of thing that my grandma makes with her miraculous cooking powers, and she'll mix it with butter, and yeah, and we'll have cocoa and biscuits. It's pretty good, but it's very not the kind of thing you can eat a lot of in one sitting. Too sweet for that. Alright. What is your favorite type of dessert? Ice cream in general. I just love ice cream, even though I'm lactose intolerant, which is fun. Yogurt, even though I just eat regular yogurt or Greek yogurt, but I don't tend to have problems with it. But ice cream just destroys me, and yeah, and then afterwards I'm just like, oh, it hurts, but it was so good. Yeah, so yeah, ice cream is delicious. If you subscribe to the cook doesn't clean idea, where the person who cooks the meal is automatically excused from any of the dishes, or do you subscribe to that? No, I don't. I always clean my own dishes. If it's a massive meal, like a Thanksgiving dinner, and my grandma or my mom has cooked 90% of it, and somebody else just like brought a casserole or some crap like that, then yeah, I think they should be excluded from cooking. But I mean, if we're talking like my brother tried to pull that crap all the time, and he'd make his like crappy, every guy has their own meal, quotations. It's like that's their meal that they make to like impress a girl, and my brother's is fettuccine Alfredo, and he thinks that he's like the shit when he makes fettuccine Alfredo, and every time he does it, he tries to pull that cook doesn't clean bullshit, and I'm just like, you dumb motherfucker. It's not even that much, there's not even that many dishes that come out dirty. It's irritating, but yeah, so I don't subscribe to that idea. How often do you eat out at a restaurant? How often do you order takeout or delivery? Takeout or delivery, sometimes, I would say like maybe once a week, depending on what's going on. Eat out at a restaurant, also probably about once to twice a week. I like to go out, and I like to treat my friends to, you know, dinner and stuff like that. I'm actually planning on, I've got a friend that just got back from another state, and I'm planning on taking her out to go get sushi sometime this weekend, so that should be fun. God, I need more coffee. Sorry about those. Have you ever been served breakfast in bed? If yes, by whom and what was the occasion? No, I have not. I don't feel like I'd enjoy it, to be quite honest. Unless you count being in the hospital and them bringing you breakfast while you're in a hospital bed, then yes. But that's, I don't know. They kind of have the setup. They got a little table that goes over. Yeah, but I don't really like being catered to or anything. So I don't know. This is not my thing. I'd rather make somebody else breakfast. Is there any kind of food that you only like prepared a specific way? Well, I would say, I don't know what it is, but basically, the way mama cooks it kind of thing. Cause there's just sort of this weird thing where like, I swear to God, if I make a cup of coffee, it tastes good. I like it. But if my mom makes me a cup of coffee, somehow, through the magical powers of mothers loving their sons or something like that, suddenly, like, it becomes infused with much more deliciousness. Like, she's told me exactly how it is that she makes things, and I'll do it exactly the way she tells me to, and it just doesn't taste the same. I don't know what it is. I don't know how that happens, but maybe it's just because I didn't have to work for the thing, but I don't know. I don't know. I think moms just have magical powers. Name a sex act and a food item that you wish you'd tried sooner. Sex act. You know, actually, surprisingly, I never was kissed on my neck until probably about 2 years ago or so. So when I was like 23. And I feel like that's sort of a travesty because it feels so fucking good, but nobody had ever done it to me. I'd done it to other people, but yeah. So, a food item, lengua. If you're not from the Southwest, you probably don't know what that is, but it's Spanish for tongue, and it's cow tongue, and it's delicious. It sounds disgusting, I know. No, it doesn't sound great, but if you put it in a nice burrito or on a torta, it's delicious. I mean, in tacos, anything. It's very good tasting meat. So, ornamenudo, which is another disgusting cow part. It's the stomach, and it's like a soup, and it's delicious. Even though it sounds disgusting and it looks disgusting, it tastes amazing. And actually, I might get menudo today because I usually get it when I'm sick. It's a very good, I'm sick kind of food. This is very greasy and, you know, warming and satisfying. Name a sex act or food and a food item that you tried once and never would try again. Anal to start with. Food item. I don't know. I would eat most foods, just for the experience of it, because it's different, because it's strange. Although I don't like grits. Everybody that I know keeps trying to sell me on grits, but they're just, I just don't like them. Yeah, so grits and anal. No food item or sex act you can't live without. Definitely sushi. And sushi and oral. I just love oral. Oral all day, every day, please. I'll do you. You don't have to worry about anything. Just lay back and enjoy it. Sex item and food, sex act and food item that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy and happy when you're done. I want to say blackberry cobbler and hot cocoa. I don't know if that's more of a drink, but hot cocoa definitely is like the number one nostalgia type thing. And then Sex Act. I'm not really the warm fuzzy type so much. But if I had to choose one, I'd probably say Missionary or Spooning. Yeah. Sex and food together. Have you ever been hungry? Hungry. Horny and hungry at the same time. I'm sure I have, but it didn't seem. I feel like being horny sort of outweighs being hungry for me. So I could do without food for a couple hours to, you know, get off. Would you ever wear or make your partner wear edible undergarments? If you did, would you actually eat them? Yeah, I think it'd be fun. I guess I've never tried it, but, you know. Seems like it'd be a fun little, you know, quippy type thing. I guess I'd eat them. I don't see why not. That's kind of the point of them. Would you ever eat a meal off a partner's body? And if so, what kind of food? Okay, so there's this thing. It's called a sushi girl. You can get them in Japan. I'm sorry, I'm a freaking mess over here. It's called Sushi Girl, and I remember seeing it in a movie, and it's something about like the Yakuza used to do this, and it's just a naked girl lying there, and you eat sushi off of her body, and it's an actual like group event kind of thing, like a bunch of people eat sushi. I've always wanted to do that, and I would love to do it in a private setting where it's just me and a partner, and me eating sushi off her body. I think that'd be awesome. Yeah. So yeah. Or we could eat sushi off of another lady's body. If you're bi and, you know, I'm with you, then that's a thing we could do. That'd be awesome. So it would feel awkward eating alone. But I don't know. What do you think would be the worst meal to have before a sexual encounter, and why? Mexican food in general. 'Cause a lot of times, Thai food. Because Mexican food will make you have bowel movements quite quickly afterwards, but you've got like maybe an hour, 2 hours of time span. But Thai food, it's like 30 minutes. Like, you better live within 30 minutes of where you ate Thai food, because you're going to have to take a crap. Guaranteed. With me anyways. So Thai food would be the worst. This or that questions. Over the knee spanking or bend over in front of me spanking? I guess bend over in front of me spanking. It's kind of hard. I like the over the knee spanking because it's sort of this weird, like, dominating kind of thing. Chocolate or vanilla ice cream? Chocolate. Giving or receiving oral sex? Giving. Cake or pie? That's kind of hard. Depends on the pie, depends on the cake. Gags or blindfolds? Blindfolds. When making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, peanut butter first, then jelly, or jelly first, then peanut butter? Peanut butter first, then jelly, on separate slices of bread, and then put them together. Facing each other or from behind? Both. I like both. I wouldn't want to choose, but yeah, yeah. But I don't know. It's hard. I like them both for different reasons. Sour or spicy? Oh, don't make me choose. Crap. Sour. I'm gonna go with sour. Yeah. All right. Well. Last thing and finally, what kind of food would you bring to a Gone Wild audio potluck picnic? I would bring menudo because most of you guys probably haven't tried it before, and I would try to force it on people and probably get kicked out. But yeah, that would be fun. Menudo, which again, if you forgot, is cow stomach that's in a soup. And it's delicious. You should go try it, even though it sounds disgusting. It's good. I promise you. I promise you. Don't be afraid. It's just an animal part. Yeah. So, anyways. I guess this is Deadly Lucky 7 signing off.